Centre Wellington Council has received an update on the ongoing transit feasibility study, which is examining whether a permanent transit system could serve the community as it grows towards 2051. The study is reviewing population trends, ridership projections, capital needs, potential routes, and how a local system could support township goals like accessibility, affordability, vibrant downtowns, and sustainable transportation. A major focus is how a Centre Wellington service could connect with transportation already operating in the region, including the county's Ride Well program and the existing Allura Fergus shuttle. Consultant Dennis Carr from Dillon Consulting says regional coordination is a key consideration.
Looking at opportunities for integration with the Ridewell service and how it connects to any sort of fixed route options that go into Guelph is certainly something that we look at. We sort of look at on-demand is operating fairly well in rural areas because it's very difficult to operate a fixed route when the population is so sort of sparse. So that on-demand gets you to that fixed route for that longer distance trip into the go. So that's something that we're certainly going to look at.
Community engagement has already taken place through open houses, committee presentations, an online survey, and student outreach at Centre Wellington District High School. More than 350 residents responded to the online survey, helping shape early assessments of demand, service expectations, and mobility challenges. Concept models presented to council this week show early plans for a weekday bus service, 5 days a week, with the possibility of expanding to 7 days during peak tourist season. Consultant Carr was asked whether full 7 day service could be feasible year-round, even outside tourist periods.
That's something that we're looking at. Definitely we want to keep it during the tourism seasons on weekends as well. So the question would be, do we keep that during the off tourism season to operate on the weekend? So traditionally, of communities this size, some of them run weekend service, some of them don't. So we want to sort of look at that potential demand. But certainly during peak tourist season, we think it makes sense to keep that operating on the weekend as well. So it's just a question about off season.
The next phase of the project will evaluate transit service options in detail, including ridership demand, financial sustainability, and implementation requirements. A second round of public engagement is expected early in 2026, followed by a full report with recommendations, cost estimates, and a proposed governance model scheduled to come forward in the spring. I'm Paul Harriet reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.